welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people. This is Mr. Brown once again.
Hi, and this is Tammy.
This week we are reviewing American Gangster.
Mm-hmm, and a new DVD that we just got in, Paprika.
Japanese anime.
Yes, Japanese anime.
And Good Luck Chuck. Yep. Dane Cook movie and Jessica Alba. But first, what's showing this week? What's showing this week? Enchanted Sneaks.
Yes, Enchanted's coming soon.
What's that?
Well, the shots look really, really cute. It's about this chick from this animated world, and then, you know, she falls through the sewer, and then she comes out in New York. Right, and real day New York and live action and everything, and she thinks that she's in a fairy tale, so she must find a prince, and then they end up singing and dancing and having people try and run them over. It's quite funny. The guy lead
I don't really like, though, is that guy from
Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey, I think his name is. I think he can be charming when he wants to be.
I know my wife might like him. But the chick is who? The princess?
I don't know, she looks so familiar. Yeah, I know she acted in Judy Bug, and I know she acts in really like smaller films.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, that's Enchanted.
Looks interesting.
What else is showing this week? Lions for Lambs.
Yes. Meryl Streep, Maha, and Tom Cruise. I haven't really seen the shots of these, just posters, but it looks really interesting. Looks very thriller, sort of dark, and then what's going to happen?
Okay. Got Robert Redford also.
Yeah. And it looks like a good cast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch it just because it's Meryl Streep. I'll watch anything with Meryl Streep in it.
Yeah, that's a good thing to watch this week. Lions for Lambs. We'll review it soon. Not to worry. And of course, B Movie is in the cinema still with Seinfeld. We reviewed it last week. So enjoy. Go and watch it. Highly recommend it. Not as bad as I expected it to be. It's a fresh take on you know,
bees.
DreamWorks. Yeah, and bees. You know, DreamWorks animated stuff. It's enough of Shrek already. Okay, let's look at Quick Look as well.
See what show? Quick Look.
Today's Quick Look is the Transformers Special Edition 2-disc Special Edition DVD.
Ah.
Yeah.
It came the Hollywood version or?
The movie.
Michael
not,
Bay.
Not the cartoon.
Ah, okay.
And it's cool because, you know, if you look at the box, it's very plain. And if you don't open it up, you won't know what's in the 2-disc box. So we're here to tell you. We reviewed Transformers already, so I'm not going to do it here. But let's have a look at the double disc special edition. It comes with a commentary with Michael Bay, director, in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty standard stuff nowadays. But the commentary is actually quite interesting. He talks about like trivia, like, you know, who's the driver in the truck scene where Bumblebee was being pushed around. It was a guy inside called Corey. It was stuntman dressed in a pink top.
Pink.
Yeah,
wow.
Because
so all these little itty bitty
yeah, yeah. The driver was supposed to be the girl, right? In the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But it's actually a stuntman in a pink top. It's kind of scary. He said it's a scary-looking chick. And other stuff like, you know, the aircraft scenes coming in during the fight scene at the end. There's jet fighters flying, trying to take out Megatron. And those planes were animated by the same crew that did Pearl Harbor. He used the same guys. So
experience.
If you see, like, it looks familiar, the way the planes fly in, well, it's because the same guys did it in Pearl Harbor. Yeah, and then this two, they have... basically, this two is a giant...
special
making
features.
Off. Yeah, making off, yeah. They have... talking about the allies, the storyboarding, the you know, how the story came about, from how they evolved the story from the animated series to the movie, the actors, the script... The set. Quite a worthwhile to this edition. I mean, at least it's meaty. A lot of this special edition stuff sometimes you get ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I would buy this if I were a Transformers fan. I mean, if I liked the movie, I'd buy the 2-disc instead of the first one. Just 1-disc. Because the second disc is a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
chock full of stuff. So go get your Transformers DVD special 2-disc edition. Very recommended for Quick Look. And now let's jump into review time.
See what show? Review time.
First movie to be reviewed, American Gangster.
Yes, so what's that about?
Notice that it's spelled gangster with the E-R, not the A, so...
Oh, not so in the hood,
no,
man.
No, it's not the hood, man. It is in the hood, but it's not like the hip-hop hood, you know. Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe.
Ooh, Denzel.
Same movie, together, forever. acting giants, okay? It's a gangster film set in 1968 Manhattan.
Oh, back when spelling was still in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the director is Ridley Scott. So it's a heavy-duty, like, you know, destined for Oscars kind of mega movie.
Mm.
I was a bit afraid, like, you know, like, it might suck. You know,
well, are, true.
Sometimes you have all these people
there.
Yeah, in there. But I'm pleased to report, it does not suck. Frank Lucas is Denzel Washington's character. He's an ambitious black man.
My name is Frank Lucas. Originally from Greensboro, North Carolina. A couple of arrests years ago, gambling and unlicensed firearm. For 15 years, he was Bumpy Johnson's driver, bodyguard and collector. He was with him when he died. Bumpy Johnson ran home for years.
And he is the right-hand man of Puffy, who is this... Is it Puffy? Was it Puffy?
Oh, Puff Daddy?
No, it's not Puff Daddy. I think it was Puffy. I'm getting a bit worried. Was it really Puffy? But he's this old guy who's a respected gangster who gives back to the community, you know, back when gangsters were nice.
Oh, not yeah, so gangster yeah, after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And after he dies, his boss dies, Frank decides to import heroin directly from the fields of Vietnam.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cuba.
No, Vietnam. And he was using American troops stationed there. So there was this whole network of people doing this.
Scandal.
And his product was basically cheaper than the competitions because he cut out the middleman. And it was better than the competitions.
Because it was direct.
Not only that, it was 100% pure.
Ooh.
So it was called Blue Magic. He even gave it branding. And it sold like hotcakes. And he said, you know, nobody could bring in stuff that cheaply and that purely because cocaine at the time was usually about 45% pure. So he was a true businessman. And this makes him the, you know, de facto drug kingpin supplier, even yeah. above the Italian mafia in Manhattan. And he was hunted by the DEA, hated by the Italians and other mobs. Russell Crowe plays this guy called Richie Roberts. And he's this super honest cop who's got really bad hair. Yeah, floppy 1960s haircut, very bad hair, okay, even by 1968 standards, okay, assigned to catch him. And he's so honest, right, he returns this suitcase of unmarked money dropped by a drug dealer. And you find out whose money it is. Everyone. But in an Untouchables moment, Russell gets approached by the DEA to set up the New York branch.
No, but see, he's so honest, but is he like stupid honest?
No, he's honest and then he's like gutsy honest. Then he's like hated. Because in the police force, right, during that time, apparently, everybody was corrupted. So by being honest...
You are the
owner. Yeah, your colleagues are going like, I'm not going to work with this guy because I can't trust him, right?
you can't trust an honest man.
Yeah, exactly. So he's incorruptible, he's tough, but he's not perfect. So, you know, Richie is having a failing marriage. He's a philanderer who has affairs. Doesn't get along with his colleagues.
Philanderer with bad hair.
I know, but he's a hunk, you know.
Oh, I see.
So this is what... I think like the movie very intense, okay? It's so intense, but it's watchable. So, you know, it handles the subject matter about drugs and all that stuff very well. And I think, to its credit, it doesn't, you know, do the touchy stuff too much. It doesn't play out. For example, race, right? Frank is black. And they never play up this part. I mean, it's there. It's alluded to, and it's actually a central theme, but they don't, like... You know, go into this
they
whole...
They won't harp on it.
No, they don't. And it doesn't get melodramatic, overly violent. It's very restrained, actually, in its violence, surprisingly. You know, and gangster movies tend to be like, you know, ultra, ultra violent all the way. But
yeah.
it's violent at the right moment and boom, boom, boom.
So it's like a good action movie that's not overdone.
It's not even an action movie. I wouldn't even say it's human drama.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really focusing on the story of Frank, his rise and his fall, and how this plays out in a very turbulent... 70s America, you know. And Denzel, he plays this sort of the bad guy. He's always been playing bad guys lately. He's always Training Day, right?
Yes.
He did it with even more depth than he did in that movie, actually, in Training Day. Russell Crowe was okay, but his American
typical
accent...
Typical Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
Russell
Crowe. Yeah, but his American accent cannot make it. Cannot make it.
I'm not going to say anything about Australians now.
Yeah, but the movie really does want us to believe that, you know, real bad guys are nice and dirty cops are the bad ones. The real bad guys, you know, are the dirty cops. The movie is really about business and progress.
The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery. Extortion.
Integrity, hard work. murder, racketeering,
family.
The backdrop, I mean, it's about power, it's about race, you know, but the backdrop is the gangster theme, you see. And they explore these ideas of how a black man can
within
rise.
That context, lah.
Yeah, can beat the Italians at their own game in such a power play, you know. In a land where black people are just starting to get equal rights, you know, at that time.
Yes, yes.
It's very clever. And I don't know why people want to compare it to The Departed. I mean, it's a too...
Oh, come on. The Departed was such a bad movie.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
Such awful, awful movie. I mean, of course, I watched all the three Hong Kong ones at one shot, right? So it was like, Hong Kong. And okay. I was like, eh.
They were very different movies, lah, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's not even a black Scarface. So, you know, you mustn't come in with these preconceptions or else it will just mess you up.
Don't let the gangster thing sway you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of based on a true story. Frank Lucas and Richie Roberts are real people.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Frank is actually still alive. There's some dispute about how true some of the events are.
Mm-hmm.
Like transporting cocaine via coffins. But that's sort of like, who cares? I mean, you know, that's real life and this is the movie, lah.
Yeah.
So, highly recommended, American Gangster. You must watch it. I think it's probably one of the most powerful movies this year so far.
Cool.
Yeah, good stuff. What did you watch? Paprika.
Yes, I did watch Paprika. This was mentioned like ages and ages ago. Everybody wanted to go watch it. Nobody at the time, you know. And so, finally, we got the DVD. And I was confused as hell. I mean, the cover, you sort of look at it and it says, "This is your brain on anime." And then I thought, okay, what's that supposed to mean? And then you sort of go into it and they have all these fantasy sequences. And
but it's gorgeous, eh?
It is gorgeous, but it's sort of like, as far as the storytelling goes, you know, I think maybe I'm spoiled by Hollywood cinema. So, you know, I don't tend to think that much into it when I'm slouched over the couch. But it's basically Paprika is this girl in a dreamland who does like dream therapy for other people. She's the alter ego of this doctor. And they do dream therapy for people who keeps having bad dreams. You know, it's a psycho thing. And they invented this gadget called the DC Mini. It allows you to record and even to some extent to control your dreams.
Oh.
So that's where all the funny sequences come in because it's a dream world. You're primarily based in the dream world. The whole movie doesn't really happen in reality at all. And it's basically very adventurous, very, not so much sci-fi, but very fantasy. Mm. And you just have to sit back and enjoy the ride, really. As far as the DVD goes, the specials all don't have English subtitles.
Ayo! The whole Done This specials all in Jap, ah?
No, it's in Japanese.
Then?
They have Chinese subtitles, Portuguese and Spanish.
Chinese cannot. Yeah, Chinese I cannot.
You see, some people cannot, and that's the problem.
My
because a lot of people watching anime now are also English,
yeah,
and they need the English subtitles. I could still watch it, but I wasn't that, you know, intrigued.
Oh, dear.
You know? Because I didn't know who the people were. You know, I'm not an animator. I'm watching it for like, you know, just a by the way thing, and it was all in Chinese, and I wasn't in the mood to read it.
But
so
the actual
the actual movie, they have different subtitles.
English
I saw it entirely in English. Yes.
Okay.
Some parts may confuse you because there was this one part right when the chief was being controlled, like his mind was being controlled by the dream.
Do we need a spoiler alert here? It's okay?
No, it's okay. It's fairly beginning. So.
Okay.
Okay, so basically people start acting out with the whole dream thing and the chief was going around like, you know, oh, the children have decided that this Sunday will be refrigerator day or something weird, like some weird shit like that. And, you know, you sort of get really confused because you're like, what's happening? Is the subtitles going wrong? No, it's just a dream thing. So, you know,
is there really a story? I mean, what is the basic story?
The basic story is people are battling over the control of dreams. You have to take dreams as a concept, you know, where is it really a subconscious? Is it an alternate reality? Is it something that is not real? And if so, how come people can control it? You know, it's the concept of dreams, but it's so fantasy and it being in a foreign language, in a foreign style, doesn't really help. But if you want to watch it for the artwork, go ahead. It's fabulous. But as far as the story goes, I'm not a fan of it at all.
I'll still check it out, though. I mean,
yeah,
the Japanese are always pushing the boundaries with what
they are. I think this sort of thing can do. Yeah. You have to watch it like maybe a second or third time to really get into it.
I'm still a robot fan though. You gotta have my robots, right? You gotta have my Japanese robots. Okay, that's cool.
So that's Paprika. Not too bad. If you're an anime fan, go for it, really.
But you gotta go in your eyes open and your mind open.
Yeah, mind very open.
Okay. All right, on to Good Luck Chuck. Our last review for this week. Dane Cook, the comedian guy, stand-up comedy guy, and Jessica Alba, star in this romantic comedy about this guy called Charlie, who was cursed to never end up with the women he has sex with.
I saw the shots about that.
Yeah. In fact, the women he sleeps with will always find true love and marry the next guy they meet.
Immediately after him,
After him, yeah. Okay. So it's, okay, the premise is there, okay? Of course, it sounds like a good curse at first, right? Since Charlie gets all the women throwing themselves at him. You know, and there are extended montages.
Typical American film.
Sex scene, yeah. It becomes a hindrance when he meets the girl he really wants to spend the rest of his life with, Cam. I don't know why she's called Cam, but it's Jessica Alba, who's hot and clumsy. This chick who works with penguins, so she's very clumsy, klutzy.
I cannot imagine Jessica Alba as klutzy.
Not too bad, lah. She actually does do that klutzy thing quite well. Okay, the movie, warning, silly, crass, vulgar, and if you don't care for these things, don't go. Okay,
it's not even like Mr. Woodcock can enjoy thing.
I think it goes further than Mr. Woodcock.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, quite. But if you are into silly, vulgar, and crass, you know, the movie's pretty funny. And it does not sound as badly as the other Dane Cook movies, which doesn't speak a lot, like, didn't say a lot. But his last movie, actually, that was any good, I felt, was Waiting. It's called Waiting. It's about waiters in a restaurant. It's quite funny. It's a very honest indie low-key films.
Oh, the low-key stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but even then, he was not the lead. He was like, you know, one of the sort of co-stars in that movie. So Dane Cook finally kind of gets out of his previous, like, the other one we watched was Employee of the Month, which was quite lame. So I was like, if you're watching this movie, to watch like
Jessica Alba,
but yeah, naked, forget it.
Oh dang.
Forget it. It seems like it's one of those movies where every woman in the movie except Jessica Alba
gets naked.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's like that one.
What is wrong with
either topless, nude, or having sex in a graphic way. So, you know, like, how sex comedies are, right? The lead actress always got a contract that says, I'll be the lead actress in this movie, but I don't show my everything.
Whatever,
my assets, right?
Oh, man.
Besides the penguin jokes, okay, Jessica Alba being accident-prone jokes, Dane Cook getting a lot of tail jokes. The other running joke was Charlie's friend, Stu. His best friend is this guy, Kostu, who's a breast enhancement surgeon. He does boob jobs, right?
Perfectly imperfect? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, have you ever fallen for someone's flaws?
I'm a plastic surgeon. I see a flaw, I pour spackle over it.
Oh, it had to happen, didn't it?
And he gets to feel all the boobs he wants, but he doesn't get any woman. Yeah, he doesn't have... And he spends a lot of personal time with a grapefruit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to warn you, there have been a lot of negative, negative reviews for this movie, okay? Critics across the world, like almost, or maybe across America, I don't know, seem to all hate it. Mm-hmm. I may be the only reviewer who actually found it funny, I don't know. I'm going on a limb here, taking a risk. It's genre specific, lah. Let's just put it this
you
way.
Have to enjoy that kind of film, of comedy.
To be fair, you know, you have to be, you know, always take into account the genre specific thing, right? Mm. You don't go to a family movie like The Game Plan and say, "How come it's so kiddie?"
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, this is not as good as the other kind of raunchy and risque
romantic comedies.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like for example, 40-Year-Virgin, Knocked Up. Mm. Okay, those were slightly better. In a way that they kind of had the sweetness there and
tenderness.
Yeah. But if you are into like the gross and lowbrow American Pie style humor, it's actually
this
quite
is,
okay. Yeah,
this
it's
is
quite
not as
funny.
Bad as it gets.
Yeah. It's doing well at the box office again. I mean, yeah. Which shows there's a... perhaps a disconnect between what the critics think and what the audiences think. Yeah. It's grossing something like 40 million US already in a short time.
Well, it's typical brainless crass. Maybe yeah, there's... I mean, a lot of Americans do like that, though. Toilet humor.
Thanks, huh? So, you know, I guess there are more of us crass comedy toilet humor losers out there than you guys thought. But there you go. Good luck, Chuck. Watch it with huge warning label. You know, you don't like this, I'm please don't go and watch it and feel disappointed. But it is funny, I thought, you know, if you like the kind of humor.
Interesting.
Yep, that's See What Show for this week. A nice, fat See What Show, lots of stuff. Hope you enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with more stuff. I think we're going to watch Enchanted.
Yes, we are. And Saw 4, I'm so going to catch Saw 4.
Oh, gross. Okay, see you all.
Bye.
Bye.
A production of See What Show.com.